Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Oh, I think I just finished like 30 seconds ago, and Eddie's giving me the thumbs up, so let's do it. What's up, Al?
Oh, podcast time, Jerry. So I'm very excited. We're going to Colonial Middle School podcast for something you're calling Al Duke's Day. I don't know what that means exactly, but you say we're going to go have some lunch there?
Yeah, they contacted me in, I would say, what is this, May?
This is May now.
I would say Joe over at the Colonial Middle School reached out to me in like November and wanting to do something in April. And I said, I think we could probably do that. I have to check. And then didn't hear back from him, probably because I never got back to him maybe with a date.
Right.
And then like a week before the chosen date or the suggested date, he said, are we still on for like next week? I was, no, I forgot. So we came up with today.
Okay.
I held the secret until the last possible minute, realized that was not a good idea. And I'm excited to go with you.
All right. This is going to be very exciting. You say we're having lunch. I hope it's in the cafeteria. And I hope it's like pizza day or steak-em day. Or
I love this. You know why?
Tater tot day.
Because I'm along for the ride.
Yeah, that sucks.
I am not the one with the crown today.
Right, with the awkwardness.
Like I went to Raritan High School in Hazlet last week to talk to the media students to where clearly all the instructors listened to the program, which was great. They were very nice. There were about 40 to 50 kids that I spoke to. And I think two of them knew the show.
Which would be high for me. I would think for 7th and 8th graders, which is what middle school is. I don't know if 6th graders are in there now.
I don't know.
It might. When I was there, I think when I was there, it was Colonia Junior High still.
Okay. Okay.
It was either junior high or it was the first year of middle school.
Right,
like the
way.
First time they changed it. I was there in 1982.
Wow.
In 1983, which would be 40 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago. I don't remember a lot from middle school. I do remember, you know, middle school is a scary time. You're going from your small grammar school.
Yes.
Into now this place where you're changing classes. You got a locker.
I know.
You're meeting new people.
Like you feel like an adult. I think you feel like an adult. For the first time.
Well, I definitely did not feel like an adult in middle school. I still felt like a very small child.
Oh, okay.
But I got to say, I met my friend John there, who's one of my best friends to this day. I met
and
him
Paul.
In middle school. Paul and I met at drug fair.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And my friend Steve, my third friend, we met in high school.
And Ringo?
I don't know. I don't have a Ringo. But if I did, I probably would have met him in grammar school.
There you go.
So that's exciting. Also, when we get there, Jerry, behind the... The middle school
is where you made love for the first time.
Definitely not. It's where the baseball fields are where I went 0-for for an entire season.
That is awesome.
Yeah. There was the Little Fellows League of Colonia, which is in another section, but we used to play a lot of games behind the junior high.
How about that?
Where there was no fence. It was one of those
fields with no fence.
Right. The ball gets hit in the gap and it's just like we'll roll forever.
Yeah, those fields, and we play on them a lot too. There's just no feel to the it's different as opposed to having a fenced in, even if no one can reach it for a home run, just the chance that it's there is awesome.
Right. It also gives you, as an outfielder, no idea where you should be standing.
Right, where your depth is.
Because you don't know whether you're 200 feet from home plate or 400 feet from home plate.
No idea. That is true. You're right.
So did you used to, when you went to where, St. John Vianney?
Yes.
Was that for?
High school.
High school. Where did you go to middle school or junior high?
Same school, kindergarten through eighth.
And then they switched.
Private school, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We went to St. John Vianney.
Did you bring your lunch to school or did you get lunch?
Both. I can tell you K through 12, I got pizza every Friday. Like every Friday was pizza. Well, in high school, they had pizza every day.
Really?
But yeah, the St. John Vianney had a great lunch system, and it's even better now. I saw it, which is funny. Matthew's been there for 4 years, and he's just about done, and I just realized all the meal options they have, healthy meal options, crap, of course, and everything in between. But in grade school, K through 8, pizza every Friday, it was the Elio's. And I loved it.
Yeah, it's funny. I know a lot of schools got the Elio's looking thing, mm-hmm. or it was like the rectangular pizza.
Yep.
We used to get a small circular pie.
Oh, is that true?
It was small, though.
Yeah.
But that was the form it was in. Then I would also go for Steak'em Day. That was a big one.
I don't remember us having that.
No Steak'em Day?
I don't know. You're probably, we might have.
And then you also had the option of just getting a side of French fries,
okay,
or tater tots.
See, we never had French fries in grade school. That would be a once a month thing. It was a treat because they did not believe in French fries.
Yeah.
They thought it was bad food for you.
I'm sure it is and it was.
None of the other food was good for you.
Right.
But they would not, French fries or tater tots was a once a month thing. They would give you the fruit cup that no one would eat. They would give you the vegetables that no one would eat. And they would give you, we used to get scoops of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we had that as well.
That we used to, and macaroni and cheese we used to get too, in a little white styrofoam cup.
Yeah, killing the environment.
Yep. Oh, we were doing that back then.
Yeah. Would you bring your food the other days?
Yeah, I would say it was a 50-50 mixture. My mom made sandwiches all the time, and we ordered a lot too.
No, it was a classic move by moms back then. Like we used to get like a can of soda.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be
wrap it in aluminum foil.
Yeah.
To try and keep it cold.
Keep it cold.
I remember.
All moms knew that trick.
I remember.
Moms and dads.
Yep. That is right.
They knew that trick. Did you ever have a lunchbox, a themed lunchbox?
Oh, of course. I had a cowboy one numerous years.
Dallas Cowboys.
I remember I had a Scooby-Doo one.
Same here.
That's all I remember.
I had Scooby-Doo. I had King Kong. Those are the two.
I don't remember that.
And it'd have a thermos inside.
Yep.
Where you would pour out your
drink. Mom would either put a drink in there, sometimes soup.
Oh, yeah.
Or sometimes it would be empty and I would pour my soda. Well, actually, I never had soda. It was always Lipton iced tea. I would put the iced tea in it.
I used to get, like, when I had the thermos in with the lunchbox, mine was always filled with, like, Hawaiian punch.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure we did, too. 100% we did that.
I don't know how I wasn't overweight.
Because you were moving around constantly.
I ate a lot of crap.
Because you were playing sports. You were running around.
You were outside
playing wiffle ball.
Yes.
It wasn't sitting down. That's the biggest issue. You know, you can eat like crap as a kid and you'll burn it off. And the ones that sit in front of video games don't. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we become as adults because we're at work sitting around like the kid playing video games. We're staring at a computer for, like, I get here on a regular day. And I think you would be somewhat similar. On a regular day, if I walk in and get settled at my desk at 4:05, I don't get up until 5 o'clock. I'm literally at my desk for almost a full hour. I get up to walk 50 feet to sit down for a full hour. At 6 o'clock, I walk 100 feet to get makeup, 75 feet back, sit my ass down for 25 minutes. Like, that's it.
Yeah, and... Yeah, it's weird. I worked at the Nielsen TV ratings place for a short time when I was living in Florida, and that was a cubicle job. Like it was in a place where it was just all cubicles, and we would call people around the country to see if they wanted to be a Nielsen family.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw back then was what people decided to have to drink in their sit down jobs is what determined how large they were.
I could see that.
Because if you, because people, even when I first started there at Nielsen, they gave you a large, like what would be a large Big Gulp type of thing. And it was a Nielsen cup. And people would, before they'd start their day, load up their giant drink container with something.
Sure.
It was either water or soda.
Or soda.
And if it was soda and you were sitting on your ass all day, that was trouble.
Yeah, you're just putting it right into your system and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It really does.
Yeah.
That's why I, yes, if you have a diet like you have right now, you're going to lose weight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But a diet like mine, which I would say is 50% of the time phenomenal, 25% of the time, okay, and 25% of the time a complete and utter disaster, like my weekends are terrible. Nothing happens. I don't move. Without exercise, I got no chance. Yeah. I'm just sitting where I'm sitting.
This is the one benefit of having a dog. I found the one benefit.
You're walking a lot.
It forces me out of the house.
Has to.
So even on days like when it's super hot, you have to walk. When it's freezing, when it's raining.
Yeah.
Like it just does force you out. Because there are times like I know I would go home and just veg out.
And probably pass out. And yeah. Yeah, I know.
At least this forces me a couple times a day.
Yeah.
To get up and move my body.
It's the one thing I do like about the cornhole nights on Monday. So, for instance, last night we had our playoffs. I got there at 4:50, I would say. And for the first hour, it is literally nonstop. I have to set up 12 sets of boards. And it's back and forth. And
you're
it's
moving.
Back and forth. Yeah. And then you got to put them away at the end of the night. And in the middle of the night, you're never sitting for longer than because you're always back here. And then I look, when you look at my, I know it is what it is, but when you look at the activity with the steps, and I know that doesn't translate into weight loss necessarily, but just in terms of moving and burning something, every Monday, if I track now, I had this watch for 6 weeks now, the last 6 Mondays, my steps are in the 16,000 to 17,000 range because Mondays from, it's nuts. Plus I have baseball practice Monday afternoon into cornholes. It's crazy. And then I'll look at Tuesday. Some Tuesdays, 6,000. Like, that's the same person.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big difference. And today will be one of those 6,000 days because I've done nothing but sit all morning. I am going with you now, but then I'm going to go sit at Matthew's baseball game and not move for 3 hours.
What if we do this, Jerry? From here, we walk to Colonia Middle School. We walk there.
I think there's a better chance that from Colonia Middle School, I take you with me to Lawrenceville, New Jersey for a baseball game.
We'll get in so many steps, Jerry. It'll be unbelievable.
I don't think we'll make it there by noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wonder what kind of neighborhood the middle school is in these days.
Colonia.
That it is. Definitely still in Colonia.
I think it's going to look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I do. With some updated siding on the houses, maybe a little updates to the school, but I think it's going to look exactly the same.
Okay. And we're saying, like, is it possible that anyone from my, that, is there, is it possible?
I think it's, it's not likely. I think it's possible.
Anyone has been working there since 1983.
I think, and I only say it because at the beginning of the fall, I didn't want to say it on the air. At the beginning of the fall, a woman passed away at my kid's school that had been there since 1980. It's possible.
You know what this is? I was just thinking, like, we know what the equivalent of this is. Like, I went there in 1983.
Yes.
Okay. It'd be like in 1983 if I was there and some dude rolled up and said, I went to school here in 1943. That's what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, are you a ghost?
Well, I had
Are you
this,
a dead ghost?
I had this thought the other day because I was listening to Lithium on satellite. And, you know, they put the year in.
A little grunge music.
And I don't remember which one it was, but I saw it was 1991. And my first thought was, wow, that's when Kim and I got together, 1991. And I remember thinking, 1991, holy crap, that is 32 years ago now. I'm like, 32 years, holy crap. Like, and then I'm like, in 1991, 32 years prior, that, because I don't feel like music of 1991 is crazy. I still feel like it's relatively recent.
Right, it doesn't sound like you're listening to something old.
But in 1991, 32 years prior, was 1959.
Yeah. You would have noticed the difference.
Wow. 1959.
What about 1969, Jerry? Oh, 1969.
Would have only been 22 years.
Yeah.
That. But even that, I think, we've discussed this too. When you think about war, the draft, like in 1991, I thought of the Vietnam War, something that happened another lifetime ago.
Definitely.
People were still coming back from Vietnam in 1975. It was 16 years ago. It was 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It is weird as you get older. And I think the first thing that starts speeding up the process is once you're out of school, you don't have the thing that regulates the years. So like every September used to be almost like the start of a new year.
Sure.
Not
see,
only
I
the
feel
new
like,
year
see,
itself.
Now it's, I think for you, yes. For me, no, because I have had the kids in school now for 18 years.
So you 18. Still have that regulation of
yeah,
this is a new school year.
I have found since Matthew, so not 18 years, when he started in kindergarten, probably 5, 6, whatever age, I don't know, 5 or 6, something like that, that's when it started to feel like being a kid again. Because it was, I remember going out with Kim and getting him the school clothes or the shoes or whatever he needed, and then school would start, hey, school, and then all of a sudden the holidays felt different again because the school year was around the holidays and they'd have the Christmas break and then all the Christmas shows we would go to at the school. It felt like that part of me was back. And I actually think it goes faster because the kids are constantly looking towards the end of the school year, the end of the school year, and then all of a sudden it's summer, boom. It was another year.
We still may have it. Like, if you're a sports fan, I feel like every time September comes around and football starts,
sure,
it's almost like that similar yeah. delineation of time. Like, a new, like, the fall feels more like something new is happening than the spring does.
Because it feels, because the end of summer feels like
yeah.
the end of the year, in
yeah.
my opinion.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's almost like the year is more September to August.
Yes.
I don't disagree
yeah, yeah.
with that.
Yep. Right.
You're right about
Let's
that.
Let's switch that up. The new year begins September 1st.
Right. There's that we, I know some people celebrate the Chinese New Year.
Yes.
How about we celebrate the Alan Jerry New Year?
The Alan Jerry New Year.
September 1st to August 30th or August 31st.
Yes. Like Memorial Day weekend, or I'm sorry, Labor Day weekend should be like New Year's weekend.
You're not far off on
yeah.
that.
You mentioned at the end of the show today about the lifeguard shortage.
Yes.
Is that a job you would like
no.
if you were younger?
No.
Lifeguard?
No. That's what I was trying to say.
Why is that?
It's a huge responsibility.
Right.
And I would be deathly afraid that I'd be the reason that someone wasn't saved. I couldn't live with that.
Right. You were talking to some hot bikini chicks while someone's
Or just
drowning,
not being
not
able
attention.
To bring someone back, even if it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Your job is to protect. And if someone's drowning and you don't get them in time, or you do get them out and you don't save them, you failed. That's one of those jobs. Failure's not a good option.
Yeah.
Like a surgeon.
And Gio's right. It is a cool job. But like if
yes.
you're a cool dude and you're a lifeguard, that like.
And in shape.
Yeah. And you're looking to impress chicks.
Yeah.
They like that.
But there is a huge sense of responsibility that comes along with it.
A girl lifeguard would be intimidating to me if I was. If I was dating lifeguard age girls.
Okay. I could see that.
Well, that's too intimidating. She's going to be out on the beach with
dudes staring at her all day long.
And talking to muscular dudes who save lives.
Yes.
I don't need that in my life.
If you're not confident in yourself
yeah.
in the relationship, don't even get involved.
Yeah, forget it.
That's not going to go well for you.
I'd like to date you, but you're a lifeguard and very intimidating. I can't do it.
And at some point, you'll leave me.
Exactly. I'll get sand kicked down my face. Like that used to be in the back of comic books. I don't know if you were a comic book reader as a kid.
Not. I was not.
But they used to have this ad. It was for some sort of like, it was some sort of workout thing, program.
Okay. Yep.
But the ad in the comic book was like this skinny, scrawny guy getting sand kicked on him by some muscular guy at the beach in front of a girl. Like some dude just came over and like kicked
sure.
sand on you. And nothing you going to do about it because you're a skinny twerp.
And you were the skinny twerp.
I was the skinny twerp. But if you get into this training program, you will could now beat up this muscular lifeguard type.
Yeah, if you would have ever gotten into your jiu-jitsu.
Yes. I'd already be a black belt. All that talk I've been doing.
If you would have started doing it when we started talking about it 5 years ago, you'd be a black belt now.
I would be a black belt.
Instead, you're just a black belt talker.
Yeah. Hmm. But I will say, the, you mentioned with the lifeguard shortage, every year, though, multiple people die drowning in my small area. It's like sad. Belmar, it happens.
I know.
And what's weird is you don't hear a lot. Like, it's a thing on, like, the Asbury Park Press or NJ.com real quick, and then it's gone. And it's like, right, you know, the ocean will just suck you up sometimes.
The ocean winds.
The ocean winds. Nature winds.
It's really scary. That's the one thing I've always said about going to the beach with our kids. It was always easy with Matthew because Matthew was the type, he would sit there and listen to music. He would want to have a catch.
So he was vegging out at the beach.
Yeah, very little interest in going in the water. He was a piece of cake. And then Joseph is a nutcase, and he wants to go out. I'm like, I'm not into this. Like, I don't like it. You know, the rule with me and him was, if it goes above your waist, get your ass out. You're not going further. I know it used to bother him, but I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not that great of a swimmer. I don't trust anyone helping us, and you're too little to get swept out.
I remember I used to go all the time with my friend Rob, and I remember getting sucked into the the undertide. Yeah.
That scares the hell out of me. That really, it's one of those things where we're probably not meant to be in the ocean.
Right. The ocean's going to pull you in and maybe spit you out if you're lucky.
That's why I love, you know, when I've been to St. Lucia or the Bahamas or the Dominican Republic, it's crystal clear. It's calm. You sit there, you go swim a little bit, but you don't feel like you're in danger. I'm not saying stuff doesn't happen. It does. But you feel a lot better about it and the chances of something happening.
Yeah, I don't know that I would go swimming if I didn't see a lifeguard. Although it'd be emasculating, have some kid have to go pull me out of the water.
Yeah, but when I say swimming, I don't mean go way out. I'm talking waist high and just kind of, you know, nothing nuts.
Yeah,
I'm not into that. I'm there to go in when I'm hot, go back out, drink my margarita, go in when I'm hot. It's so nice.
Yeah, if you just even go in with your feet, that'll cool you right
off.
Yes,
it does. It absolutely does. No doubt.
You don't have to go all the way in.
Knee high is good.
Yeah. You go nipple high, it gets a little.
You're risky.
Although I got to say, as soon as it hits your balls, cold water hitting your balls, that'll wake you up.
Yes, it would.
Right?
Yes, it was. Is that how you wake up every morning?
Yep. I go right into the ocean, dip my balls in, go up. It's chilly. Good morning, everybody.
Time for Boomer and Geo. Here we go. You're ready to rock for the day. That's funny.
That would be like a cold plunge. You know how people do these new health people, they tell you to do a cold plunge in the morning?
So they just hold you on a harness and lower you down and your balls go into the water?
Or I could just run right into the ocean every morning, like before I leave at like 3 a.m. Run into the ocean, run right back out,
That'd
towel
be great.
Off.
You should do that with a GoPro, a waterproof GoPro every day.
Every morning.
Here's the run. And then, I can hear your noise as you get in the water. And then you run back out. And then you post it every day.
But then I'd show right up to work and I'd be smelling like the ocean.
No, you go back take a shower.
I'll go back and shower.
That's how you're going to wake up. You would go viral. If you did that every day, that would be cool.
Right, 3 a.m., just go run it. No, it's weird. Sometimes I hear...
The ocean streaker.
Sometimes I hear when I'm walking my dog in the middle of the night...
Sex sounds.
Not sex sounds, but people giggling on the beach.
Yeah, I'm sure. That doesn't surprise me. When you go to bed at 6:30, people are still on the beach.
No, I mean when I get up and walk the dog like 3 a.m. Like
people are still out. Their night's not over yet.
No, their night isn't over yet. Right. I'll just hear people giggling and having a good time. On like a Tuesday at 3 a.m. Like, what is...
Well, people don't work, as we've established.
What's going on in their lives? Don't you know there's a lifeguard shortage? Go work at the beach. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
I did that with CeeLo, actually, today because you were hosting. And
it was very good.
I'll do it with CeeLo again tomorrow, and then we'll all be back here tomorrow. We're going to go try to intimidate some middle schoolers right now.
A little while. We're not leaving right now. But
not
a
yet.
While.
We're going to try to intimidate some middle schoolers, and then from then we'll see you tomorrow. So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.